From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The FDA has approved a cure for snoring. You know what it is?
Tape a person's mouth shut?
Well, that's part of it. No.
Okay. What?
Even worse. Shoving a red hot probe up your nose.
Oh,
this is the newest FDA-approved cure for snoring. What you do is you go to your doctor. They give you a little local anesthetic, though it's going to hurt like hell. They heat this probe up to 140 degrees, then burn up your swollen nasal tissue. Say it'll stop your snoring for life. Kind of like torture in the Middle Ages, though, don't you think? It's like, you snore. Come over here. We have a hot poker. We're going to stick a hot poker up your nose.
I don't know about
or
that.
Or you shall die. One of the two. Oh, my God. This okay. I swear to God, this is like FDA. FDA approved.
Wonder how they figured that out.
Science.
Come over here.
It's science.
I'll give you a cookie when we're done.
A lollipop. Do you like a balloon? Next time somebody says, you're going to stick a hot poker up your nose, you know what they're talking about. Good, you'll cure that snoring problem I've got. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on?
Well, Kim and Khloe Kardashian, if you don't know who they are.
Yeah, we know who they are.
And Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, we know who she is.
Have all filed the paperwork to trademark their kids' names.
What?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Because why have children if you can't make money off of them?
I guess not.
They want to, I mean, we get tax deductions. Are dead.
Then yeah, well, this is better than a tax deduction. Yeah. But yeah, when your kid starts making real money, they have to pay taxes too.
Well, they want to be able to use their names in various financial endeavors.
Of course they do.
Yes.
Why else?
Say, you know, like clothing lines, toys.
Yeah.
Skincare products.
Like a kid needs a skincare product line. Skincare.
I know.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, plus, sunscreen. You know, trademarks, they last for like ever, I think. Mm-hmm. So when these kids grow up and they become the next generation of Kudake, which I've always maintained, that's why they're farming this whole generation over there. They're farming them for a new set of money for Ryan Seacrest whenever they're teenagers.
For Ryan Seacrest retirement fund.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Like he needs it.
And for their own, you know, financial security when they're old.
Right.
So, in case you need a reminder.
Yeah.
North Saint. And Chicago West.
Okay.
And Spawn 4, I'm sure.
And oh, that's right. Yes. We don't know that name yet.
True Thompson.
Okay.
Stormy Webster.
Kylie's kid. Yeah.
No word about Courtney's kids.
Well, what's that all about? She has like three of them, right?
I guess she didn't think of it first.
Well, maybe she already did it. Who knows? You don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know.
So Sunday night, Kim shot down the rumors that daughter North had a boyfriend.
What?
Since the 7-year-old son of rapper Consequence posted on his Instagram account that he was North's boyfriend.
Wait. 7-year-old has an Instagram account? Isn't that like illegal?
I don't know.
You have to be 13 to be on the internet in the United States.
Maybe his dad's got one. I don't know.
Yeah, because there's people that have Instas for their dogs and their cats and stuff.
Well,
like
that makes sense for your kids. What?
I don't know if there's a rule about 13, but 13's pretty old for dog years.
Well, Kim told reporters Sunday, she doesn't have a boyfriend. Like, is that for real? She's 5.
Well, okay, Kim. At least that was probably the most wise thing you've ever said about motherhood. She's 5. Is that a thing? She's 5.
Maybe when she's 7, she too will have an Insta.
Oh, God. Mom can teach her how to take half-naked selfies in front of the bathroom mirror.
With an airbrusher. She's probably saying, don't do anything risky. I'm going to make money off of you.
Well, don't do anything until we get your name trademarked, for God's sake. Come on.
Yeah, right. Save it. Meghan Markle has touched down the Big Apple to celebrate her pregnancy.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's in New York City for her baby shower.
Yeah.
It's going to take place sometime today. Mm-hmm.
You get an invite?
No, sir.
That's good, because who can afford a damn present for a duchess?
I can't just knit her some booties. I don't know how to knit, but that's beside the point.
I don't think she's going to get back on the airplane with a case full of Pampers. So I understand the nappies are better here in the United States than the UK. Is that right?
I don't know.
Somebody in the UK might be able to answer that.
Well, her friend...
Nappies.
Man, nappies.
Mm-hmm.
Megan's best friend and stylist, Jessica Mulrooney...
Oh, boy.
...is also in town to shower the mom-to-be.
Oh.
It's an exclusive party, we're told.
I would think it's exclusive because, you know, she's a flipping royal.
Yes.
So it's not like it's going, come on over. It's not like it's Jennifer Aniston's birthday or anything.
Wonder if she had to pay money for it. Or are her friends, you know...
She has rich friends. Doesn't matter. She's a royal. How much could a baby shower cost?
Well, they're not doing it.
Here's $10,000.
Well, they're not doing it at the back room at a Denny.
You don't think.
It's going to take place at a hotel on the Upper East Side.
Oh, they had to get a block of rooms. Okay. Maybe a whole floor. I like that.
Maybe.
Go in and they take over the whole floor.
Well, Jessica is in charge of coordinating everything.
Oh, okay.
In case we were curious.
We better get a hold of her.
Jessica.
Jessica doesn't have a publicist. She is a publicist. What am I saying?
Okay. Well, she's a best friend and she's a stylist.
Oh, she's a stylist.
She's a stylist.
Maybe she does have a publicist. Who knows?
I don't know.
IST at the end of anybody's name is good. Publicist, stylist.
An ist, yeah.
Yeah, you get an ist.
You're a DJist.
I'm not a DJist. I'm a musicologist.
Musicologist.
See there?
Yeah.
Fancy IST.
It's better than a stylist to the stars.
No, not really.
So this exclusive party
will
evidently only be 15 guests.
Ooh, very exclusive.
Very.
Very frou-frou.
Markle arrived in New York on Friday, and she stopped by Lotteries on Saturday for macaroons and tea.
Well, of course.
One of the bakery's private spaces.
Okay, because she's British, but she's not. But maybe she's gotten accustomed to tea. Who knows? Do they know what sex this baby is? Have they had a gender reveal?
No, they had not.
Okay, we should probably take a poll then. Or a pool. We should start a pool.
Start a pool?
Start a baby pool. Boy or girl? Single or multiple births?
I believe it's a single birth, and I'm going to say a girl.
You're going to say a girl?
Yeah, then it's probably going to be a boy.
It doesn't matter. This kid is never going to be king. They would
it
have to have
matter.
To, their cousins would all have to be, you know, taken to a foreign land or locked up or something before they would ever be.
That's
king. I could have said worse.
You could have.
I could have. All right. Well, with that, well, good for them. Sorry, we didn't get an invite. But glad we don't have to buy a present. So.
Thank goodness I can return my present.
All right. I thought you were going to re-gift something. All right, we're out of here. Now, a programming note, no Who Cares News tomorrow because, you're on jury duty. And if you don't get sequestered, we'll be back on Thursday. Have a great day. We'll see you Thursday. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.